The old cherry tree's that big round. And, oh, they're as tall as this tree here. And I got up in there, and there'd be old straggly, half-dead limbs with a little old green twig on it and had a ripe cherry hanging on it. I climbed all over the thing and gathered those cherries and ate them. And they're really good. Same apricot up there. They don't plant them, they just grow in fence rows. They don't even, they can't mark them because, you know, apricot, when it's ripe, it gets soft right away. They have to pick them half green. And everybody has them, they can't get rid of them.
You mentioned the seed of a peach. Do you call the hard inside part of a cherry the same thing?
Yeah, I guess so, pit. They say we pitted the cherries. I've never done that. My wife, she was up in that country. They did that. They had a little pitter run through it. I don't know. I never have worked with it.
Well, what about different types of nuts that grow around here?
Well, about the only nuts is our pecans. And then that tree right there is hanging so low, that is a Carpathian walnut. But there are not many around. That's more like a novelty tree. And it gets about this big round. And the meat is like in a walnut, you know, kind of shriveled like. But this first year had any amount on it. But pecan is a predominant nut of any kind. I did have an almond tree, which did pretty good at one time. Then something happened, it died, and I planted several others, and they didn't do.
Have any kind of nuts that grow on the ground?
Peanuts.
They grow around here?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's
yeah.
A big crop where I'm from.
Yeah, don't you know old Carter likes us? yeah, down below here, that's a lot of peanuts. My nephew, he down at Moore, which is right outside of Medina County, in deep sand, he had lots of peanuts there. Things being the vine that tall, and he had a good heavy crop on it. Mm-hmm. But it's a little heartache with those things too, and raising them more so than a lot of people think it is. And of course, that hay is all right. That's good feed, especially if you can run it through a mill. Because the stem gets pretty hard. Now, peanuts, that vine, you ought to see them. No, it's not time for them yet. I've seen that around the track, the depot station, that big old shed they have there, just chock full of peanut wagons.
Have you ever heard anybody call peanuts anything else?
Goobers. Well, I think where that comes from, the goobers are the little ones, little type of variety. And peanuts are the bigger. You know, planters' peanuts are usually a little bit larger. That's a peanut. These others, I think they call them goobers. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether that's true or not, but that's the way I gathered.
Another term for them in my part of the country is ground peas. You ever heard that?
Ground cherries, I've heard.
Ground cherries?
But not ground peas. Hmm. Yeah, I ordered some seed, you know, about that big. That fruit got about that big. Ground nuts. It is a peculiar looking plant, kind of onion-like, but it clustered out, and it had just whorled those little things. They weren't too bad eating, but seemed like they didn't do overly good over here. Mm-hmm. My kids didn't like them, so I just discontinued them.